Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or you can enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
It's Brandon, Kelly, and David, the Barrel Boy. Happy Monday morning. Of course, on Mondays, we think about all the stuff we have to do for the week, right? And sometimes Monday's not our favorite day, let's be honest. But on a day where you know tonight, you can go to First National Bank Arena and see the superstars from SmackDown Live, the WWE, in Jonesboro. That's a pretty cool night.
Oh, absolutely it is.
AJ Styles, we're talking about Shinsuke Nakamura, we're talking about Jeff Hardy, we're talking about Charlotte Flair. We're talking about Samoa Joe, all these big superstars. The Miz is going to be there. So we have tickets to give away. We've already given away fifth row tickets, but y'all, we have front row tickets and backstage passes to give away.
Oh. Boom.
Front row, backstage, all you have to do is like and share on Facebook. We'll give those tickets away and the backstage passes before 10.
Sweet.
So if there's somebody in your life who would love to have front row tickets, maybe you've never been able to purchase front row tickets, we have those to give away. A pair of front row, a pair of backstage passes. Facebook.com/KFIN1079. You go there, like and share for the chance to win.
Hey, you bring my stuff?
What do you mean your stuff?
My stuff.
What do you mean your stuff?
That thing I was telling you about last night that I want to set up today.
Well, you requested some WWE merchandise, but I thought it was for the show tonight.
Well, no, it's actually for right now, because here's my plan. The crew at WWE is in town right now. They're setting everything up. They're getting ready for a big show tonight. Yeah. So what I have in store for myself is a tryout, a WWE tryout tonight, or this morning, for tonight, and I'm going to nail it.
Brandon, make him stop.
What do you mean a tryout?
A tryout.
You can't just try out.
I'm essentially auditioning.
David, you have no experience.
I have tons of experience. You've taught me so much. I did the wrestling show last year. David, I got my head shaved.
You did one event at the Earl Bell.
And now he's an expert.
I have experience, though. I can become.
Well, he does have experience.
He did get in the ring.
I told you, I got in the ring, I shaved someone else's head, Randy Hales.
You did do that.
I have experience, and I think I can showcase that right now and become the next WWE superstar. It's my WWE tryouts. I need that merch. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to show you something good.
I need to be real honest with you. The merchandise that I have is not my own merchandise.
What do you mean? Did you steal it?
No, I didn't do that. The merchandise that I have is actually stuff from Kai's closet. My 8-year-old.
Oh, that should be no problem for David.
So it's probably going to be baggy. Now, I can tell you this. WWE executives are in town.
Exactly.
And when they're in town, guess who they're going to listen to?
Well, they're going to listen to us.
So you will have basically a front row, I guess, they have front row seats for you and your audition.
That's right.
So
oh, wow.
I will give you... I don't know. What do you want to give them? Like a 2-minute promo?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Can you do 2 minutes?
Oh, 2 minutes without a doubt.
But like when I was doing TV, we would have things we had to hit, like bullet points. So maybe we give him, maybe not necessarily a bullet point, but maybe we tell him some words he needs to use.
Oh, yeah.
That you have to make sure make your promo.
Okay. I can do that. Okay. I challenge accepted right here and now.
All right. Word number one. I'll give you one.
Okay.
Write it down.
Got my pen.
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy? How am I supposed to use the word? Okay.
You have to be creative.
Mm-hmm. Fuzzy.
Kelly, word number two.
Plethora.
Plethora?
Plethora.
Plethora? I can't even say that. Plethora. Fuzzy and plethora are my two words so far.
Yeah, but they can be separate. Just part of your promo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dichotomy.
I don't even know what that means. I'm getting an X on that because I don't know what that means.
Dichotomy doesn't work?
No, dichotomy, that's a ridiculous word.
Okay, damp.
Damp. Okay, so I have fuzzy, plethora, and damp.
One more.
Taxidermy.
Ta- taxidermy.
Why are y'all using these big words that no one uses?
All right, those are the four words you have to use.
Taxidermy?
If you can nail the promo, the WWE executives will hear it, and you might have a job.
This could be a big moment.
Okay, I can do this. I'm ready to go.
I'll give you 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's plenty of time.
All right, David's on in 10.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, 823 in K-Fine Country. We have front row tickets and backstage meet and greet passes to go to WWE Live tonight. The superstars from SmackDown Live are at First National Bank Arena. So David the Barrel Boy comes in saying that he wants to audition in front of WWE executives.
Ready to go.
David, how many minutes of wrestling have you watched in your entire life?
Oh, so many I can't count.
David, tell the truth.
It's a lot.
David, is the only time you've ever seen wrestling is at an event that I was wrestling at?
I mean, you know.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to give David the opportunity because, again, when WWE comes to town, the superstars and the executives are going to pay attention to us. We're doing the backstage, all the stuff that we're going to do. So David asked me to bring some merchandise. I thought maybe for his sister. I didn't realize he was going to put the merchandise on.
See what I got right here? Can you hear me trying to speak? Because it's John Cena, you can't see me.
David, wow. How much do you weigh?
$150.
How old are you?
25.
You're wearing clothes from my 8-year-old's closet.
It's an 8T.
But
I mean, that's
works.
The smallest shirt ever.
It works.
But it's actually too big in the arms. It's my favorite. All right, we gave David four words he had to include in his WWE audition promo. And those words?
Plethora.
Plethora.
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy. Mm.
Damp.
Damp.
And taxidermy.
Taxidermy. All right, David, I'm going to go ahead and allow you the opportunity to sit right here. And...
No, I can't
Wait,
sit.
Wait, why do you have...
I got to stand.
Where did you get those gloves? Those are not wrestling gloves.
Oh, these?
They're boxing gloves. Yeah.
But it's to show you that I mean business.
But it shows that you don't know what you're doing.
Listen, no, it shows that I mean business, okay?
Have you ever seen a wrestler go to the
business.
Ring with boxing gloves
no,
on?
No.
Plenty of times.
Why are you standing up?
Because I got to get ready. I got to get jacked. I got to get going.
I'm
going
to move
you know?
Out of the way.
Why this is my thing. This is what I do.
Will you grab video of this?
Yes, for sure. Hang on.
All right. He's going to back up. Are you backing up to the back wall in the room?
Yeah. I'm ready. Are y'all ready?
All right.
Oh, we're ready.
Here we go. David has four words to include in his WWE promo. And ladies and gentlemen with WWE, I do apologize for what you're about to hear. Here comes David the Barrel Boy from K-Fine's WWE tryout promo.
Hey, it's Dave the Barrel Boy here for my WWE tryout. And I'm going to tell you right now, I deserve to be in that ring with all the WWE SmackDown superstars. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, when I walk into the ring, they're going to have damp pants because they'll be peeing all over themselves. I mean, look at this. Look how intimidating this is. They might as well call me the new John Cena, the new Rock, the new Stone Cold Steve Austin because that's what I am here today. In fact, when I beat them so bad, they'll have to go to a taxidermist and get themselves filled back up, man, because all they'll be able to do is stand in the corner like this because I am the man here. And look, they may call me a little bit fuzzy, a little bit weak. They may say I have tiny little puny arms, but I'm going to show you this right now. I am the man. I have a plethora of fans who are ready for me today because I am the next WWE superstar, and I deserve to be in that ring.
Wow.
Wow. That was amazing.
I'm shocked.
Somehow, I'm already getting a phone call, guys. I gotta step out and take this call because it is the WWE.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David just now auditioned for WWE.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was going to be quite as good at it.
I didn't either. It was very surprising.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
David, tell the truth. Were you surprised yourself?
Yeah, I'm never surprised myself. I'm just that good.
But he kind of had the whole wrestler promo.
I know.
You got 60 seconds. Get your stuff in.
And he got his stuff in. And he had to get four words in, and he did it.
And he got them. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
WWE, you might have a contract.
Yeah, I already took that phone call. They want me to show up a little bit early to the show and kind of meet everybody and, you know, get acclimated. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to challenge the WWE SmackDown Women's Champion, Carmella?
Like to challenge her tonight?
Yes.
You know, I'm kind of busy at that point.
Right.
What about Charlotte Flair?
No, you know, like I said, I have a lot going on. It's going to be tough to tie down that one certain time, you know?
Mm-hmm. So we'll work on that. We'll try to get David to his full booking coming up as we go throughout the show this morning.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Vince Vaughn. He was arrested yesterday morning for driving under the influence and resisting arrest. So apparently he was stopped at a DUI checkpoint around 1 in the morning yesterday. And there was apparently another passenger in his car, and they got in trouble as well. So today you're going to see his mugshot everywhere. And there's also a video out of his wife picking him up from jail.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, there's that.
I bet she was happy.
Yeah.
Hey, honey. How about this story on Teresa Giudice, right? So my mother, who now has her first iPhone, was so excited. She came into the kitchen and showed me photos of Teresa Giudice from a bodybuilding competition. Evidently, back in December, she wanted to challenge herself and get in fantastic shape. And dude,
she killed it.
It looks amazing. 46 years old, her first bodybuilding competition. Total transformation.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Amazing.
The photos are all over the internet.
Well, we got your gossip on Eminem, who stirred up a pretty bad controversy over the weekend at Bonnaroo, the music fest in Tennessee. And basically, he's one of the biggest names out there. People were excited to go see him, but in the middle of his show, he did something a lot of people aren't too big fans of. In fact, a lot of people were scrambling and thinking, oh my gosh, is my life in danger right now? Because in the middle of his set, there was a sound effect that went off that sounded like a gunshot.
Mm-hmm. That's awful.
Which is just a terrible thing to do, especially when you think of the recent tragedies with Manchester, with the Ariana Grande concert, what happened in Las Vegas, and Jason Aldean. You think of those lives lost, and then Eminem's trying to essentially play a joke on these people with this kind of thing. So, really bad experience for a lot of people. A lot of people are traumatized by that. And again, Eminem stirring up a big controversy with all that.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So WWE is in Jonesboro tonight, but there's also a big show happening tomorrow night in Little Rock. So it's going to be Shania Twain at the Verizon Arena in Little Rock.
Oh, I wish I was going.
And guess what, guys? We have tickets right now for you to go see Shania Twain tomorrow night in Little Rock.
Awesome.
All right, let's take caller number 7. We're about to make somebody's day right now. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the K-Fine studios. 870-935-5346. You can be going to see Shania Twain tomorrow night in Little Rock.
The best thing about being an old man is the prerogative to have a little fun.
So the phone lines just now exploded.
Oh, yeah.
If you're having trouble with your service, it's because K-Fine just exploded the lines. 870-935-K-Fine, caller number 7. Good luck.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So when you kind of recap the morning so far, we've given away 5th row WWE tickets. We've talked to a Miss Arkansas contestant this morning. We have front row WWE tickets and meet and greet passes on our Facebook page. You can win before 10. And also, there's a Shania Twain concert tomorrow in Little Rock, and we're giving away tickets right now. Like, that's a pretty stacked Monday.
It is.
Heck yeah, it is.
All right, so let's go ahead and go to the phones. Caller number 7, the chance to win Shania Twain tickets. 870-935-K-FINE. It's 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, K-FINE. Who's this?
This is Haley Hambrick.
Haley Hambrick, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing pretty well. Where are you from?
I'm from Batesville.
What's happening on your Monday?
I'm actually driving to work, unfortunately.
All right, now where do you work?
I work at Bryant's Pharmacy in Batesville.
All right, so kind of a busy day maybe?
Yeah, probably. Monday morning, everybody trying to come and get their meds.
Yeah.
So if we had something that we could give you to make your day better, would you be really excited?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Like, we'd make your week better, probably make your month better.
Probably make my month, yeah.
We're looking to give away tickets to Shania Twain to caller number 7. And guess what?
What?
You are caller number 7!
Yeah!
On your way to work this morning, and you just now want tickets to go see Shania Twain.
Yes, I do. That would be awesome.
Yell out the station hooking you up with those free Shania Twain tickets.
K-Fine.
The best thing about being an old man is the prerogative to have a little fun.
Tomorrow night, Shania Twain. That's big. Shania in K-Fine Country. And we have more tickets to give away as we go throughout the day today. So if you want to go see Shania, listen to K-Fine today. Whose bed have your boots been under? Whose heart did you see, I wonder? This time did it feel like thunder, baby? And who did you... It's Shania Twain in Little Rock tomorrow.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
More tickets throughout the day.
So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me...
Listen all day to win.
That don't impress me much.